The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب
الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, inshallah, today our topic is the line of Allah Almighty. The blessed seerah of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, inshallah, his bravery, his generosity, his sacrifices for Islam, and also, alhamdulillah, blessed saying of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and many more aspects of his life, inshallah, we'll try to cover in today's our episode. Try to send your messages, your calls if you want. I have a request for dua, inshallah. MashaAllah, hamare saath Naat Khan bhi hain. If any request for kalam, inshallah, Azza wa Jal will try to fulfill as well. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever send peace and blessings upon me 50 times a day, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we'll start with our first segment, Guess the Puzzle.
Islam is the way of life.
Okay, this word starts with the letter R, inshallah. Chale. Thoda guideline de deni chahiye. We'll start with beautiful kalam. MashaAllah, Mubashir bhai will decide kalam.
Habib
sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu
alayka ya رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا حبیب اللہ قسمت میری چمکائی ہے چمکائیے آقا آقا قسمت میری چمکائیے چمکائیے آقا آقا مجھ کو بھی درے پاک پہ بلوا قسمت میری چمکا یہ آقا مجھ کو بیدر پاک پہ بلوا یہ آقا چمک تجھ سے پاتے سب پانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے قسمت میری چمکا یہ چمکا یہ آقا مجھ کو بیدرے سینے میں وہ کعبہ تو بس دل میں مدینہ سینے میں وہ کعبہ تو بس دل میں مدینہ سمائے جائیے آقا آقا آنکھوں میں میری آپ سما جائیے آقا بیتاب قسمت جگا جاؤ عنایت یہ بنی گو کی بیتا بہو بیچن دیدار کی خاطر للہ ہاں میرے خواب میں آ جا مجرم کو لیے جاتے گے اب سوئے جہنم مجرم کو لیے جاتے گے اب سوئے جہنم للہ شفاعت میری فرما یہ آقا آقا للہ شفاعت میری فرما یہ آقا قسمت میری چمکا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ وسیم بھائی, گریٹ ٹاپک. از این آنر ٹو اسپیک اباؤٹ سچ اے بلیسڈ پرسنالٹی دیٹ ہی از دا لائن آف اللہ آل مائٹی. آلسو ہی از امنگس دا 10 صحابہ کرام گٹ دا گلیڈ ٹائڈنگ ڈائریکٹلی فرام دا ورڈ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اباؤٹ دا جنہ. از آلسو ان دا اہل بیت آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. سو مینی نسبت. This great personality is none other than as Maulai Kainat Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
So regarding Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, first of all, his kunya is something that is important. It was Abul Hasan and Abu Turab. And he was born approximately 30 years after the waqia of Amul Fir, the year of the elephant. So alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, he was born 10 years before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam declaration of prophethood. And regarding Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it comes in many narrations. In one narration that it comes that he was the first person to accept Islam. In some narrations it comes that Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first personality to accept Islam. And in some narrations it comes that Hazrat Khadija Dul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first person to accept Islam. But the ulama ikram, they mention something absolutely beautiful here to categorize it. They say the first man was Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the first woman was Hazrat Khadija Dul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and the first child was Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was accepted Islam. And approximately 4 years, 8 months and 9 years his time of Khilafat. But Shah Sahib, regarding him, one aspect that I would like to begin with was his love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just to put some context to this as well, it's mentioned in narrations that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a person's belief, a person's iman cannot be complete until he loves me more than his children, himself and everything else. But regarding Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, it's mentioned that he himself said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most beloved to me. So this shows you, mashallah, that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he grew up. This is also a beautiful aspect, Shah Sahib, that you know today we find now that so-and-so got the company of someone. It's a big thing. So-and-so got the company of, for example, Amir al-Sunnat. It's a big, big thing that you spend time with Amir al-Sunnat. But Shah Sahib, regarding Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he was that great personality that throughout his childhood, he got the blessed company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whilst he was growing up, he seen the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He gained tarbiyat from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to listen to the speeches of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to listen to the blessed words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is, in fact, is a beautiful thing as well, that he grew up listening to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Shah Sahib, mashallah, regarding the life of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he grew up, mashallah, in this company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And just think to yourself, there's many Sahaba Ikram, they only got maybe a couple of moments, a couple of months with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We still remember them till today. But Hazrat Ali was that great personality that throughout his whole life, mashallah, he got the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And like you said, that this is why he is known as the Lion of Allah azza wa jal, and he's a great Sahabi Rasul that alhamdulillah we remember till today.
Mashallah, mashallah. 13 Rajab. His date of birth as well, and inside the Kaaba, is such a blessed personality who born on 13th of Rajab, mashallah. Abdul Hanan bhai bhi humare saath hai, mashallah. We are learning many, many things, but we don't learn about these blessed personalities. This is also the lack of Islamic knowledge and lack of understanding about our beautiful deen as well.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sayyid sahab, you know, when the name of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes onto our tongues, or someone mentions the name of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is amongst them great Sahaba. When you hear the name of Sayyidina Ali, automatically this kafiyat, this state occurs in your body, in your mind, in your heart. It moves you. You know, when the certain personalities, alhamdulillah, you will find that automatically the heart inclines towards, the heart connects towards. And the reason being is what the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's connection with these personalities were. Like we mentioned, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala, why do we have that happiness and that feeling is the connectivity of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. In the same way, the connectivity of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala. In the same way, the connectivity of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala. And in the same way, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's connectivity with Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And obviously, the connectivity wasn't just that love for Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but more than that, the family, he was from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's first cousin. And you know, and also he grew up in the household of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So from childhood, he was in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then on top of that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam giving his daughter into the hands of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. So all these are the connectivities. And then obviously, you know, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein were the grandsons of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam through Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, through his daughter. So all these connectivities makes that connection very strong with that personality. And alhamdulillah, we are those people, alhamdulillah, who believe in this connectivity. We believe in those who connect, anything which connects to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, anything which has a nisbah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, alhamdulillah, that thing is dear to us, alhamdulillah. So in the same way, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is dear to us, alhamdulillah, and the name of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu brings power to the hearts of the believers, to the iman of the believers, alhamdulillah. He lived a unique life. His personality was unique. He's, you know, there's so many things you can learn from the life of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. He was the fourth Khalifa of Islam. And his Khilafat was only based upon 4 years, 8 months, 9 days, short period of time. But what the Muslims achieved during this time, alhamdulillah, what we learn from the life of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala and his Khilafat, alhamdulillah, all this, and even the sayings of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, very famous sayings of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, many incidents of his life, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, his generosity, his giving, his, you know, all this, his courage, and you know, he's known as the Lion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about his sword and all these things, alhamdulillah, these are greatness of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu. Inshallah, we will learn regarding Sayyidina Ali, and inshallah, urge the viewers of Madni Channel to watch till the end of the silsila, inshallah. Why? Because inshallah, this is that personality, alhamdulillah, through the love of Sayyidina Ali, the love of the Ahlul Bayt, the household of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah, we will gain blessings in this world and also the akhirah, inshallah.
MashaAllah, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself that whoever loves Ali, he loves me. And whoever loves me, he loves Allah Almighty. Allah. Yani, this is a chain as well. This is also the sign that you love Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. No, it means that you are loving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when you are loving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it means that you are loving Allah Almighty as well. So without the love of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, no, this claim is also fake as well. This is also the sign of a believer.
Subhanallah.
That they love Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, no. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said as well, beautifully, he said, "Ana darul hikmati wa Aliyun babuha." I am the house of wisdom, and Ali is its door. Now, alhamdulillah, you see the wisdom of Hazrat Ali. He's on the great level of the wisdom. Whenever the companion Alayhi Ridwan had any problem, they came in the court of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and they Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu solved their problem like this. It's nothing. For Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the problem is nothing. For others, it would look like a big problem. Either is in any masail, even Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu ke time ki, Hazrat Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, even ki Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha khud itni badi kya kehte hain wo muftiya hain, alima hain, but even her declaration as well there ki Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu ka jo ilm hai aur unke paas jo ilm hai वो एक अनदर लेवल का है. और बहुत सारे मसाइल ऐसे होते थे जब हजरत उमर के पास भी आते थे, वो कहते थे जाके हजरत अली से पूछ लो. दिस इज ऑल्सो शोज द विजडम ऑफ हजरत अली रदियल्लाहु ताला अनु, ग्रांटेड बाय definitely blessing of the Prophet sallallahu
alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala himself, he mentions that I know every verse of the Holy Quran, where and what it was revealed for. Verily, my Rabb has bestowed a heart upon me to comprehend and a tongue to question. So this shows you that the Holy Quran, every single verse he is referring to, that he knows why it was revealed and where it was revealed as well. And moving on regarding this Shah Sahib, just a beautiful waqia regarding Islam, brotherhood, and then it comes down to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. It's mentioned that, you know, the Muhajirin Sahaba, these were those Sahaba that migrated to Madinah to Munawwara from Makkah to Mukarramah. But the Ansar Sahaba were those Sahaba that they were already settled in Medina to Munawwara. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and these Sahaba, they migrated to Medina to Munawwara. He mentioned an absolutely amazing thing here. He said that I am going to pair one Muhajirin Sahaba with one Ansar Sahaba. So the purpose for this was that, you know, the Muhajirin Sahaba, these were those Sahaba, they left everything in Makkah to Mukarrama. They left everything in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they migrated to Medina to Munawwara. Even though some of them, they were huge businessmen, they had huge wealth, but they left everything there and they migrated to Medina to Munawwara. Now it's mentioned that Hazrat, one of the examples is Hazrat Saad and Hazrat Abdullah bin Auf. Now Hazrat Saad, he said to him that, "You are my brother. Half of my wealth is now yours. I have two homes. One of those houses, it will be yours now." Now Shah Sahib, here it's a beautiful Madani pearl is mentioned that this is what you call brotherhood. That, in other words, you know, who wants to give their wealth to another person? Allah. Who wants to give another house to another person? Today, maybe a brother is living on the road and the other brother is living in huge, huge bungalows. We don't want to give anything to those people who are close to us. But this was the brotherhood of Islam. That he goes, that of all my wealth that I've got, half of that wealth will be yours. I've got two homes, one of that home is now yours. Meaning half of whatever I've got will now be yours. So this shows you brotherhood, and this is also a message for all of us as well. That at times our families are going through difficulties, our brothers are going through difficulties, our sisters are going through difficulties. It's our job to look after them. Maybe our neighbor is going through a difficulty, it's our job to look after them as well. Be, you know, have an open heart, help those individuals. But Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, now he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we've seen that every sahabi that has migrated from Makkah to Mukarrama to Medina to Munawwara, you have paid them with the Ansar sahabi. But Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said with tears in his heart, that what about me? You haven't paid me with any Ansar sahabi. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave that historical response here. He said to Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, that you are my brother. in this world, and you are my brother in the hereafter as well. So this shows you the shan, this shows you the rank, this shows you the status of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That all the other Sahabi Rasul that came from Makkah to Makkah to Medina to Munawwara, they were paired with the Ansari Sahabi. But it's mentioned regarding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he paired Hazrat Ali with himself. He said, "You are my brother in this world, and you are my brother in the hereafter as well." So this is also a message, Shah Sahab, that I want to give here regarding then Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that throughout his life, he did not call the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam his brother. But he said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam," he used to call him with these phrases, "Ya Rasulullah, may my life be sacrificed upon you." So this shows you the rank of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that how he was bestowed with this status, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal. And this is also a message for us as well. Whenever someone else is going through a difficulty, we should try to help them out, inshallah, azza wa jal.
MashaAllah.
Sayyid, many things we can say regarding Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And, you know, I want to mention a little story. Alhamdulillah, we must have heard this many times. But I want to basically show you that the greatness of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is how simple he was, but he was blessed with many great miracles. And it's mentioned that once a beggar came to the kuffars, the disbelievers, the beggar was asking something from them. And they diverted him to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, because they knew that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu did not have any wealth with him. This was the qualities of the Sahaba. They didn't carry wealth, or they don't keep wealth amongst themselves. Whatever they had, they distributed, like Wasim Bhai was talking about, the way, the brotherhood and the giving of in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, so he did not possess a huge amount of wealth, or he didn't possess any wealth with him. So the disbelievers, they diverted this beggar to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu, thinking that, okay, this is a way to mock Sayyidina Ali radiallahu. So when the beggar came into the court of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he recited peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he blew on the beggar's fist, and he told him to keep it closed and go and open it in front of the disbelievers. So he blew on it. When the beggar returned, he opened the fist. The people were shocked,
Allah,
that in that fist, which was empty, but because just of blowing of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, created gold coins in the fist of that beggar.
Allah.
It's mentioned that many unbelievers at the time, they embraced Islam by seeing this miracle. And this Sayyid Sahib is just one miracle of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Although there are so many great miracles mentioned about Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and his, you know, alhamdulillah, his status, his maqam. On this Sayyid Sahib, I just want to mention, because obviously there's a difference between me and you blowing, and there's a difference between a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and such great personality like Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu blowing. Why? One, they had this iman, they had this, you can say, you know, full faith. The iman of these personalities were great. And alhamdulillah, when they would do an action, they would do it from the depths of their hearts. They would do something from the depths of their hearts. And inshallah, as the Muballighin mentioned a bit more of the miracles of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, inshallah, I'm going to talk about this concept of understanding what miracles is. You know, a lot of people, they don't understand this. What a miracle is, inshallah.
MashaAllah. Even ke ek aur bada miracle, you know, Quran fahmi unki, jo jaise bayan ki, he knows exactly the tafsir, the bayan, and the shani nuzul of every ayah, every surah as well.
Subhanallah.
And also, even one time he said, "Ask me anything."
Subhanallah.
Till day of judgment. Whatever you want to ask, I will tell you anything. Everything. Yani, ko jo puchna qayamat tak ka jo puchna hai mujhse pucho, ki dariyae rehmat aur phir ilm unka, kyunki aqa alaihi salatu wasalam ne khud farmaya na, ana madinatul ilmi wa aliyun babuha, ki I am the city of knowledge and Ali is the door of this city as well. Ab unki apni dekhe ke kehte surah, agar tafsir likhne pe aaye, just for suratul fatiha, he said, "I can load 70 camels with the commentary tafsir of just suratul fatiha." Imagine ki agar wo pure Quran ki likhne pe aate, this was the knowledge alhamdulillah Almighty has bestowed upon Hazrat Ali radiallahu.
You know, you're mentioning about this greatness of reciting the Quran and the tafsir of the Quran. There was another narration which is mentioned that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu, if he was to put his one foot, and when he getting upon the ride, if he was to put one of his foot onto the ride, and before placing the other foot into the, you know, he will able to recite the whole Quran. Now, this short period of time, to able to recite the whole Quran. This is a miracle of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And this concept of miracle, Sayyid Sahab, is good that the viewers of Madni Channel understand this. You know, people fail to understand, especially in our time, you know, people think, oh, whatever we hear on social media, whatever people say about miracles, people don't able to understand these things. But the reality of miracles has always been there, whether it's from the time of the Anbiya alayhi salam. You look at the Quran talks about these miracles, whether it's the miracle of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, the miracles of some of the other prophets, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and the miracles of those who were present in their time, Sayyidina Asim bin Barkhiya, you know, his miracle is the time of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam.
Is in Quran Pak?
Yes. So
you can't deny anything you deny from the Quran Pak. You're out of the fold of Islam. It is in Quran Pak. If you start reciting Quran Pak, there are many waqiyat.
Jesus, without doubt, so the miracles are there, but people fail to understand them. And this, in actual fact, that is a miracle which the akal, the mind doesn't accept, right? Whether it's the miracle of the Anbiya, the miracle, and then these are different in categories. The miracle from the Anbiya alayhi salam is different category, obviously. The miracle of the awliya, the miracle of the normal believers, they're different categories. But say, so I just want to explain, you know, 100 years ago, if you were to be told that, you know, a big metal object that can carry hundreds of people, and then in that they can carry their luggage and they can fly into the sky from one part of the world to another. Over 100 years ago, the concept would be, the mindset would be, he's lost it. Okay. He doesn't, you know, how is he, what's he talking about? How is it possible for a metal object to be in the sky and to, you know, take this amount of people? They wouldn't accept it. In the same way, say it's up, probably about 30 odd years ago, if someone was to tell us that, you know, a person can speak to someone in another part of the world and not just speak to him, but he can see him. He can see his gestures. He can see the way his mouth is moving. He can see everything behind him, the whole reality of things. But how is it possible to see someone? You're sitting in this part of the world and you see someone in another part of the world. How are these things possible? If you, 20, 30, 40 years ago, 100 years ago, these things weren't possible. But now they are happening. You know, technology, I'm talking about the plane taking off with the metal object. Talking about our mobile phones, how we are able to see and connect to people throughout the world. Not just that, in one time you're able to connect to different people in many of the world. Yet people fail to understand that the Prophet ﷺ can see us from the grave.
Allah.
People fail to understand the miracles. How is this possible? Allah grants them this power. Allah grants them this ability, this strength, and this capability. It's just that our minds don't accept, that doesn't mean it cannot happen. In reality, these things can happen and they will happen and will continue to happen by the awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was just a brief understanding of, try to understand what miracles is. People fail to understand this. If technology can prove this much, if technology can do this much, then why cannot a wali of Allah, that person who is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
Allah,
or that person who is a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted his closeness, why cannot they perform these actions which the akal, the mind, does not accept?
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Beautiful explanation by Abdul Hanan, by what is miracle. And there is a difference because English mein itne words nahi hai ki isko explain kar sake, but Urdu and Arabic, you have different words for this, for mu'jiza. Jo hai, wo Anbiya Karam alayhi salam ke liye, and for the pious person, those who are the friend of Allah, unke liye bhi karamat ka lafz aata hai. To ye alag alag jo hai wo unki wording hai. Asal wo hai yahi hai ki aapki akal mein nahi aa rahi, lekin jinko Allah Pak ne power di hai. Jab aaj magician ko dekhte ho, kehta yaar idhar se chidiya nikal li hai, they are magician. Ye ek trick ke zariye wo ye kaam karte hain, to yu karte to banda ghaib ho jata, idhar karte to ye sab kuch maan rahe hain. Aur jab Allah ki ata se कोई अल्लाह का बंदा, नेक बंदा, कुरान करीम की बरकत से, ईमान की दौलत के जरिए कोई चीज करता हो, चीज समझ ही नहीं आती. इफ यू बिकम सो क्लोज टू अल्लाह ऑलमाइटी, देन व्हाट एवर यू डिजायर अल्लाह विल ब्लेस यू. आप वो करें जो अल्लाह पाक चाहता है, फिर वो होगा जो आप चाहते हैं. ये उसूल याद
रखिए. एस्पेक्ट समटाइम्स, स्पेशली इन द टाइम व्हिच वी आर लिविंग, देयर आर मेनी पीपल हु आर डिसीविंग. And, you know, people try to involve people into tricks and etc. We are not talking about these people who are, you know, tricking people into believing that they're doing something unique or, and you, because you will know from them, they will be in the state of fisk. You know, they'll be open sinners. You know, either they won't be following the Sharia, you know, they won't be performing namaz, for example, or they won't be fulfilling the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or they'll be wearing or having this, you know, way which is not a way of the Muslims. And then these people are showing some actions and people are following them. We are not backing these people up, Zayza. Alhamdulillah, we are talking about the true people, the people of a real faith and the people of, alhamdulillah, taqwa, the people who have God-fearing, not the people today who have made, a business from their ways. So a miracle obviously is performed by the righteous people, and no, this is something which is just an illusion and people start to follow them. So we're not backing these people up, just to clarify people's minds.
ये भी नहीं पता होता मौजज़ा क्या है और करामत क्या है. जिसको मर्जी बोल देते ऐसा नहीं बोलना चाहिए. मौजज़ा सिर्फ प्रॉफिट्स से ही जहूर होता है, उसको मौजज़ा कहा जाता है. और जो नेक बंदों से होती है वो करामत होती है. अब हर एक को टाइटल लगा देते हो जी उसने क्या करामत दिखा दी, उसने क्या दे. तो ये भी एक बिकॉज ऑफ लैक ऑफ इस्लामिक नॉलेज वी आर इन दिस स्टेज. एंड हज़रत अली का एक बड़ा प्यारा कॉल है, और हज़रत अली कहे व्हेन अ पर्सन इंटेलेक्ट इज परफेक्ट हिज स्पीच डिक्रीजेस.
अल्लाह अकबर.
हमारे यहाँ जो ज्यादा बोलता है ये बड़ा भारी है यार, ये क्या अकल इसमें आ गई. जबकि फरमाते जिसकी अकल बढ़ जाती है, परफेक्ट होती है, उसकी स्पीच कम हो जाती है. वो सुनता ज्यादा है, बोलता कम है. हमारे तो नॉन स्टॉपिंग चल रही होती है. देयर इज नो कॉमा, नो ब्रैकेट, नो फुल स्टॉप. एंड देन फॉर बुलेट ट्रेन की तरह के जस्ट आई जस्ट नीड टू जंप ओवर, आई जस्ट नीड टू टेल एवरीथिंग बिकॉज आई नो एवरीथिंग. जिसकी स्पीच लेस होने लग जाए ना, समझे कि करम हो रहा है उसके ऊपर.
नो डाउट सेज व्हेन यू फाइंड दिस with the ways of the awliya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pious people, they would speak less. There's a narration about, you know, you find someone who is quiet, go and sit with him. Why? Because you will have wisdom, right? And it's a reality, you know, people who speak less, the awliya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would always be amongst those who speak less, they would eat less, they would sleep less. This was the qualities of the awliya. And you know, today these people, and sadly, not just speaking less, these people are self-praising themselves, right? So if someone is praising themselves and he's always saying, oh my, I did this and I did this and I did this, you know, you could tell that this person is not from the righteous way. Whereas, you know, you get people like our Sheikh Tariqat Amir Sunnah Damat Barakatuh Mulali. What does he say? You know, we need to finish this I, me, you know, meh, right? Allah. This to be finished amongst us. And the way they would do it is they will humble themselves, right? And they would speak less. Even at times, they wouldn't reply, or they would just remain silent over actions, alhamdulillah. And this is the quality of the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Speaking less, eating less, and sleeping less, alhamdulillah.
You know, those who speak more, they always make more mistakes. Mm-hmm. And they become a muft ke mufti as well sometimes. And now if you look on the social media, or if you even you sit on, even on the corner shop, you go on the shop, everybody start giving for, oh, this thing is wrong, this thing, oh, the timing aisi honi chahiye, unhone isha namaz is tarah kyun kar di, yani har koi bana hua hai. When come in the worldly matter, if doctor advise you something, no one say, no, I know better than you.
Allah.
They never say to you, oh, doctor is wrong. Doctor say, okay, take this medicine, okay, have a this test. Go in that hospital and क्या कहते हैं उस बिस्तर पे जाकर बैठ जाना. वो बोलेगा ठीक है ये भी कर लूंगा. कुछ डॉक्टर ने एडवाइस दी है. इफ एनी स्कॉलर, एनी मुफ्ती, इवन एनी इस्लामिक नॉलेज कम, ये क्यों है जी? मुझे हर कोई इस्लाम के बारे में जो है ना वो इस तरह बन जाता है. इसीलिए हमारे यहाँ प्रॉब्लम है.
टुडे यू से टू समवन, लुक, दिस इज योर ओपिनियन, योर ओपिनियन वाज़न्ट राइट, व्हाट यू थिंक इज रिएक्शन गोना बी. It will bust out on you. And everyone is walking around thinking, my opinion is right, my opinion. You know, they're giving opinion about ulama. They're giving opinion about, you know, the righteous people. How can one person who doesn't have knowledge, who doesn't have an understanding of deen, and is giving in his own opinion? You know, to the extent, Sayyidina Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala, you know, when the people came to ask him regarding certain questions from another town, when they came to Imam Malik, he didn't answer some of the questions. And the people asked him, that we go back to our people, what shall we say to them? Imam Malik replied to them, just tell them, Malik didn't know. Right? Even a great imam, someone who's memorized 100,000 hadith, and you know, who knows, he's got this much understanding of that. He's saying that, tell the people, I didn't know. Allah. And today, we have to give our opinion. You know, our opinion has to play a role. And if someone doesn't accept our opinion, then he's, oh, you know, this guy, he's not with me.
और रुजू भी नहीं करते.
Sometimes I think what's important to mention here, at times those that I wouldn't say criticism, but those who give constructive advice, talking about advice, those who give us constructive advice, we treat them like the enemies. Oh, this person, you know, he's giving me advice, he's picking me on here, he's trying to rectify me on this particular mistake. But Shah Sahib, at times those that give us the constructive advice, those are actually doing us the favor. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, another beautiful saying of his is that do not be from amongst those who only benefit from advice after they're greatly ashamed. Uh-huh. And like you mentioned as well, Abdul Hanan bhai, that at times what happens is we don't want to ask anybody else's opinion. We don't want to get to speak to someone with experience. Maybe if you speak to someone with a little bit of experience, maybe you could save days of work. Allah. Maybe you could save a whole day or hours of work. So at times, you know, we feel, at times people feel that if I ask so-and-so person, that will downgrade me. At times it's not like that. If you're going to ask that person advice, inshallah, Azawajal, he might be able to save you a lot of money, a lot of time, and a lot of problems as well. And at times, like Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu mentions, that at times a person is greatly ashamed. Why? Because he didn't ask for the advice. So at times, you know, if we're about to start something, do a mashrab, but then there's another problem here in contrast to this as well. Sometimes you find people, they're asking for too much advice. You know, they're like, go to every other person, what do you think of this? What do you think of this? It meaning that now he's come back. In other words, it's so many drinks put into one cup. So at times it's best to go to one person or two people with a bit of more experience, inshallah, get their advice and then implement something. If you're going to ask so many people for advice as well, you're just going to mix everything up together and that person is going to get confused, inshallah. So like it's mentioned from Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, ask other people for advice, inshallah, azawajal, it'll save you a lot of time, inshallah. There's another point that I think is important to mention. Shahsab, I was speaking to someone a few weeks back. And you know, at times we gain the advice from the wrong places as well. Maybe you got pain in your body. The first thing that we'll do is go into the internet. What's the cause of this pain? There was one person, and there's a room. There's a few friends sitting, and all of a sudden he goes, "I think I'm having a heart attack." So I go, "Why? What's the reason?" He goes, "I've just got a little bit of pain here, but I think I'm having a heart attack." He goes, "What makes you think you're having a heart attack?" He goes, "When I got this pain, I went on to Google. It says you could probably be having a heart attack, so it's time for you to call an ambulance." So at times, you know, what happens is that we're getting advice from the wrong people, from the wrong places, inshallah. If you go to someone with experience, they'll be able to give you the right advice. But if you're going to turn to Google or if you're going to turn to Facebook or social media for everything, you're definitely going to be most of the time getting the wrong advice.
Sometimes it's a doctor Google or sometimes it's Mufti Google. So whatever you want to say, the thing is, go to the right person who has got expertise in this. And alhamdulillah, there are many ahadith which shows the eminence and the excellences of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said many occasions, "I'm from Ali and Ali is from me as well. I love Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and those who love Ali, they love me as well." And many places, those who have an enmity against Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and actually they have an enmity against me as well. So there are many other narration about the excellences of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. So we should read the seerah of the Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and also implement in our life as well, the sacrifices as well. And remember, he's the blessed Sahabi Rasul radiallahu ta'ala, the blessed companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Those who got the glad tidings directly of Jannah from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. These 10 blessed Sahaba Karam, jinko Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam apni zuban mubarak se Jannat ki bisharat di, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala is one of them as well. So alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, we are listening about the blessed life of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala is also Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam ki blessed daughter Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Wo bhi inhi ke nikah mein aayi thi. اور جب تک ان کے نکاح میں تھے حضرت علی نے کوئی دوسرا نکاح نہیں کیا تھا تو یہ بھی ایک شان ہے کہ میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی جو سب سے بلوڈ ڈاٹر ہے ان دا نکاح آف حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. اب آپ سوچیں کہ وین ہی واز بورن, اب لک ان کی لائف سائیکل دیکھیں. وین ہی واز بورن, دا فرسٹ تھنگ ہی سو دا بلیس فیس آف دا پروفٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ہو گیو دا نیم علی؟ The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave the name Ali to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. The first morsel, the first thing Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala had is the blessed saliva of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. At the age of 10 years old, he accepted Islam. So throughout his life, he is getting the blessings of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Jisko ek lamhe ki sohbat mil jaye, to wo zarre se sitara ban jata hai. Jiski aankh khul rahi hai, to wo pyare aqa alayhi salatu salam ke chehre ki ziyarat kar raha hai. Phir mere aqa alayhi salatu salam ki beloved daughter jinke nikah mein aa rahi hai. Phir jo mere aqa alayhi salatu salam ke saath saath rahe, jinko mere aqa alayhi salatu salam ne hijrat ke waqt apne bistar pe सुला कर गए कि तुमने बिस्तर पे रहना है, सुबह मानते वापस करके फिर मदीने की तरफ आ जाने, उनका मर्तबा और मकाम कितना होगा। अब गौर करें, अंदाज़ा एक वाकयात पढ़ेंगे तो कमाल के वाकयात मौजूद हैं इनके। टाइम इतना नहीं है, इनकी घरेलू ज़िंदगी पे, यू नो दिस डोमेस्टिक लाइफ इफ़ यू गो नेक्स्ट लेवल, यकीन करें अगर इनकी पढ़ने लगे आपको, किस तरह थे और किस तरीके से अपने घर को इन्होंने जो है वो लेकर चले हैं, कोई शिकवा शिकायत नहीं है। आज तो बड़े बड़े घर होते हैं उसके बावजूद भी कंप्लेंट्स एंड कंप्लेंट्स एंड कंप्लेंट, नेवर हैव अ कंप्लेन। कोई स्लेव इस तरीके से नहीं होगा जी, घर के अंदर कोई काम करने वाले थे, खुद ही काम करते थे, कुछ नहीं होता था तो जाकर पानी, यू नो उस वक्त वेल ज़माने में पानी निकाला जाता था, अक्सर मकाम पर लिखा है कि खजूरें या कुछ खाने को नहीं होता था, हज़रत अली रदी अल्लाह तआला अन्हु वेल से पानी निकालते थे समटाइम। आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम की बारगाह में भी मेहनत, मतलब यहाँ जो चीज़ सीखने को मिली, मेहनत मेहनत अपने हाथ से मेहनत, छाले पड़ जाते थे हाथों में, यहाँ तो जो थोड़ा सा बन जाए बोले मैं काम करूँगा, मेरी तो इज्जत कट जाएगी। दिस इज ऑल्सो अनदर प्रॉब्लम इन आवर सोसाइटी, वैन वी गेट सम काइंड ऑफ स्टेटस वी डोंट वॉन्ट टू डू दीज थिंग्स, इवन दीज थिंग्स आर हलाल, इवन दीज थिंग्स आर जायज, और वो एक ये नहीं होता कि कोई डिग्रेड कर देती है, बट आप इनकी शान इनके मकाम को पढ़ें और इसके बाद इनकी लाइफस्टाइल देखें और एक अपना लाइफस्टाइल देखें जो कभी खत्म, डिज़ायर्स ही नहीं ख़त्म हो रही हमारी, जब भी तो ज़िंदगी की प्रॉब्लम्स भी नहीं ख़त्म हो रही, जिसकी डिज़ायर्स ख़त्म नहीं होंगी उसकी प्रॉब्लम कैसे ख़त्म होंगी। पहले अपने डिज़ायर्स को तो कहीं पर एंड करें, तभी जाकर आपकी प्रॉब्लम्स भी एंड होंगी ना। ना इंशाल्लाह आवर पैकेज देखते हैं क्या है, कनीज़ फातिमा है या ग़ुलाम रसूल।
Kaniz Fatima, good girl, Kaniz Fatima, girl. Everyone loves her. She is truthful, she stops the wrong and enjoys the right. Everyone loves her. She is truthful, she stops the wrong and enjoys the right. Kaniz Fatima, good girl. Kaniz Fatima, girl. Everyone loves her. She is truthful. She's truthful.
Oh ho, where's the answer gone? Hold on, let me just shut the window. Bye bye. May Allah protect you. Yay! Wow! Oh! Wow, that's wonderful! Once more, let me fly it. Oh, wow, how nice it is! It's so much fun!
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad.
Brother Ghulam Rasool, why did you stop recitation of the Quran as soon as you entered the house?
Unity remains in the house by reciting Suratul Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, after entering the home. And it brings blessings in the sustenance. Anyhow, I came for a reason. I'm gonna put sacred papers in the box. If you have any kind of sacred papers in your room or anywhere, could you kindly get them for me, please?
All right, Brother Ghulam Rasool, I'll just have a look.
Jazakillahu khaira.
Yay! Let me make another one.
Huh? Oh no! Raika, what have you done? You ripped so many pages of your notebook. I wasted all of them. Look at this mess. May Allah Almighty forgive us. Raika, this is not nice. It's really bad.
Hold on a sec, sis. Let me explain. This was my rough notebook, which was full. That's why I asked Mum to buy me the new ones. This notebook was of no use at all.
Raika, remember one thing. Whatever we write in our notebook, we need to make sure that we respect it and honor it. Because remember, all those things that become a means of teaching us knowledge, we should give them all a lot of respect. We should make sure that we don't throw them on the ground and waste them and disrespect them in this way.
But sis, there's no hadith or any verse of Quran written on it. It was just a rough notebook.
Raika, whatever we write in our notebooks, regardless of whatever language it is in, we should make sure that we fully respect it. And in particular, we need to make sure that we don't disrespect sacred papers at all in any state.
That's fine, sis, but first of all, tell me one thing. that what is meant by sacred papers?
Right, all such papers that have the verse of the Quran written on them, or any part of it, or any name of Allah, or a name of any of the prophets, or of the awliya, or any such thing, or any such name. Respecting which is obligatory, meaning first upon us. Every such paper is known as sacred paper.
Astaghfirullah. This is truly, really bad. Please forgive me, sis. I'll not do this again in future.
Jazakallahu khaira. May Allah Almighty grant his steadfastness. Ameen.
Thumma ameen. But sis, what is steadfastness?
Okay, Raika, let me explain you what steadfastness means. Steadfastness means to remain firm on any action, work, or intention that you make. Like right now you just said, that you will never do this again, ever in future. So I made a dua for you to Allah Almighty that, may Allah Almighty enable you to remain steadfast on the pious intention that you just made.
Ameen. Sis, what about my notebooks?
Yes, Raika, don't worry, I told Mum about that. She's just making a list of things to buy right now. She will add that in as well.
Jazakallahu khaira.
Brother Ghulam Rasool, here you go.
Brother Ghulam Rasool, where are you taking this?
Raika, I'm going to put this sack of sacred papers in the sacred paper box that we have on our street.
Sis, why not sell these papers to the guy who buys second-hand papers?
No, Raika, I've seen on these papers that there are many respectful and noble words and sacred names written on them. It is not right and appropriate to sell them as you have just suggested.
Did you see? There's Bismillah written on it. We should make sure that we respect these sacred writings. The final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has stated, the one who picks up such a piece of paper from the ground, which has Bismillahirrahmanirrahim written on it, out of the respect of Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty will include him among Siddiqeen.
Siddiqeen? What is meant by Siddiqeen?
Raika, Siddiqeen are those people who tread upon the path of the Prophet alayhi wasalam with sincerity.
Instead of doing this to the sacred papers, we should try and gather them and put them in the sacred paper box. And for this purpose, Darwati Islami's boxes of sacred papers are the best option for us. Because they have a proper system in place, from the point of collecting the sacred papers to disposing them respectfully according to Sharia.
Dear children, if you ever come across any such paper on the way, or you see any such thing on your way which contains any sacred words, or any verse of the Holy Quran, or any hadith written on it, then make sure to pick it up. After that, clean it properly and ask an elder person to put them in the available boxes of sacred papers in your locality with utmost respect and reverence. Jazakallahu khaira.
Oops. I'm sorry.
Kaniz Fatima. Good girl.
Kaniz Fatima.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kaniz Fatima, good girl. Today is about the Muqaddas Auraq, your department, Wasim bhai.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Some amazing Madani pearls, MashaAllah. There's two things that I would like to mention regarding this. First of all is regarding what she was discussing regarding paper. That today, unfortunately, what we're seeing in our society is that we've got an A4 piece of paper, just one letter, maybe one line we're using it, the rest goes into the bin. We do not understand the system that is being prepared for us to get this paper to us, basically. Meaning that someone has planted these trees hundreds of years ago. Are we just going to waste it for this reason that we're just going to write one letter and that's it's going to go away? So, and this is something that we will be questioned about on the Day of Judgment, because it mentions in the Holy Quran that on the Day of Judgment, you will be asked about every bounty. No doubt this is one bounty as well. The trees are a bounty as well. Because of us, these trees are being cut. And we're just wasting it like that. So this is the first message that I would like to give. And second message, inshallah, azawajal, is Dawat Islami has one department called Protection of Islamic Scriptures, Muqaddas Auraq. And alhamdulillah, here, azawajal, on a regular basis, mashallah, the collection of Muqaddas Auraq is done. So any Quran or any books, for example, that can't be used anymore. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami collects them with respect and then also buries these books with respect as well, mashallah. So this is happening in the United Kingdom and in many other places across the world as well, mashallah.
Say, sahab, mashallah, alhamdulillah, we'll be talking about adab, respect. Alhamdulillah, in our deen, we are taught this respect and this adab. Alhamdulillah, from this, mashallah, Kaniz Fatima, it's teaching the children, not just your children, but us, the elders. Alhamdulillah, in the old days, Sayyid Saad, adab was placed by the parents into the children's mindset or from the grandparents. You know, if you look back in about 30, 40 years ago, people had this respect. And nowadays, you know, people are starting, you know, people are even, you know, questioning, oh, are you allowed to kiss the Quran or not? Allah, right? You know, people have this sort of mindset. Allah. So we got to keep this adab, respect. This is very important. That we gotta maintain this, the other, but you know, the waqia of Sayyidina Bishr-e Hafi.
Allah, yeah? Just respect of one piece
respect
of paper.
One piece of paper. Look at the maqam he got. And this is what we need to be educating our children with, this adab and respect of the Holy Quran, the respect of the name of Allah, the respect of the name of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
MashaAllah. Now, inshallah, we will take manqabat about Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Ji, manqabat chala dein.
Ya Ali Mala,
Mala,
Ya Ali Mala,
Mala,
Ya Ali Mala,
Mala,
Ya Ali Mala,
Mala,
Ya Ali Mala, Ya Ali Mala, Ya Ali Mala, Ya مشکل کشا ہے در میرے غادی میرے رغبر علی مشکل کشا ہے در میرے حامی میرے یاور علی مشکل کشا ہے در میرے غادی میرے رغبر علی مشکل کشا ہے در تمہارے در میں بھی ایک ادنا سا بھکاری گو تمہارے در کا میں بھی ایک ادنا سا بھکاری گو ہو الطاف و کرم مجھ پر علی مشکل کشا ہے در ہو الطاف و کرم مجھ پر علی مشکل کشا ہے در میرے حامی میرے یاور علی مشکل کشا ہے در میرے غادی میرے رغبر علی مشکل کشا ہے در علی کا نام لینے سے بلائے دور گوتی گئے علی کا نام لینے سے بلائے دور گوتی گئے پکارے پھر نہ ہم کیوں کر علی مشکل کشا گئے در پکارے پھر نہ ہم کیوں کر علی مشکل کشا گئے در میرے حامی میرے یاور علی مشکل کشا گئے در میرے غادی میرے رغبر علی مشکل کشا گئے در قوت پروردگارو شیر یزدانی تمہیں گو قوت پروردگارو شیر یزدانی تمہیں گو فاتح خیبر علی مشکل کشا گئے در تمہیں گو فاتح خیبر علی مشکل کشا گئے در میرے حامی میرے یاور علی مشکل کشا گئے در میرے غادی میرے رغبر علی مشکل کشا گئے در تمہارے در سے جب سارے ہی میرے کام بنتے گئے تمہارے در سے جب سارے ہی میرے کام بنتے گئے پھروں میں خوار کیوں در در علی مشکل کشا گئے در پھروں میں خار کیوں در در علی مشکل کشا گئے در میرے حامی میرے یاور علی مشکل کشا گئے در میرے غالی میرے رہبر علی مشکل کشا گئے در
سغاروں کا مداوا غم کے ماروں کا سغارا بے سغاروں کا مداوا غم کے ماروں کا ہے تسکین دل مضطر علی مشکل کشا گئے در ہے تسکین دل مضطر علی مشکل کشا گئے در
میرے حامی میرے یاور علی مشکل کشا گئے در میرے غالی میرے رہبر علی مشکل کشا گئے در
لگاتے آئے گا مغشر میں بھی خاکی یہی نارا لگاتے آئے گا مغشر میں بھی خاکی یہی نارا
علی مشکل کشا گئے در 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 میرے حامی میرے یاور علی مشکل کشا گئے در میرے غالی میرے رہبر علی مشکل کشا گئے در
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم انشاءاللہ ٹائم فار آور گیس دی ورڈ سیگمنٹ
نوٹ اے فور لیٹر ورڈ بابو
ڈالی نا
چلو مرد یہ لو اب آئی مجھے تو یہ ڈالنا تھا خود ہی ڈال دیتا پھر اور کیا جی
آئی
آئی
ٹھیک
جی عبد الرحمٰن چلو وائی
او
بتایا ایسے جیسے اس کو سارے پتا ہے ایک دم بولے آئی پی ٹی ہے تو جی
این
این
ایم
کیا بات ہے یہ بہن بھائی ایک ساتھ
اور
آر
ایچ
ایچ ایزی نا There's nothing left in there. کچھ بھی بول دیں
F
F
B
B کیا بات ہے
یہ کیسے اپن ثابت
اچھا تو S تو ادھر آ گیا
S was really
good sometimes S goes at the bottom
G
ٹھیک ہے جی
he just went A B C D
just closing ہے B بھی close ہے اور G بھی close ہے کیمرہ مین پہلے پہنچ گیا آپ نہیں پہنچے ابھی ہو سکتا ہے ناظرین بھی ویورز بھی پہنچ چکے
ایل
ایل کیا کر رہے ہیں آپ لوگ
ڈی
ڈی
ایچ
ایچ حدیث صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ کہاں گھوم رہے تھے آپ لوگ جی
لائک سیون باپ کو دس ایس
ایس
اے
اے
او
او
ایم
Allahu Akbar.
N. C.
C. جلدی جلدی چلتے ہیں انشاءاللہ ٹائم
ٹھیک
شارٹ ہے.
ٹھی
جی
جی
بی
بی اچھا بوائے بنا رہے تھے آپ جی وسیم بھائی
ای
ای
آر
آر
کے
کے
ایل ایل
پی
جی
پی
پی
اسے عربی کون
پی سے کیا آئے گا کوئی ٹوائے بنا رہا ہے کوئی بوائے بنا رہا ہے کوئی کیا بنا رہا ہے اب پی سے کیا بنانا چاہ رہے تھے
اسے عربی کو انگلش ایچ
ایچ اللہ اکبر
ہاپ
عبدالرحمن بھائی ٹائم ٹائم اسی میں نکل گیا آج سارا اچھا اچھا
وائی
وائی چلو وائی آ گیا اب ٹوائے بنائے یا بوائے بنائے یا جوائے بنائے یا اور کیا بنائے جو مرضی بنائے
جے
جے وسیم جو ہے نا ہمیشہ صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
Shah Sahab, I would like to mention a beautiful incident regarding Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and his family. It's mentioned that one day, for several days, they did not have any food in their homes. So it's mentioned that Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala, she gave one of her own clothes and she goes to her, look, sell this piece of clothes. And whatever you get in return, then buy some food for us. So it's mentioned that he went out in the marketplace. He sold that piece of clothes for approximately 6 dirhams. Now it's mentioned that as he had left that shop, a beggar now came. And a beggar said to him, that listen, give me something for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now Shah Sahib, if we've only got, for example, £100, and someone comes to us, how much would we give? Maybe £1, £2, £5, maximum £10. But Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, no, he did not give 1 dirham, not 2 dirhams, not 3 dirhams, not 4 dirhams, not even 5 dirhams. But all the 6 dirhams, he gave it to the beggar in the pleasure of Allah. Now it's mentioned that as he went forward, he met someone who was selling a camel. And this person, he said to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, no, that do you want to buy this camel? He said, no, I don't need to buy it. But he goes, look, please buy this camel. So it's mentioned that he said, I don't have any money. He said that, you can have this as long as you pay me this money later on. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he bought that camel and he started to go forward. Now another person came, an Arabic person, and he said to him that, are you selling this camel? He goes, yes, I'm selling this camel. He goes, how much do you want? How much have you bought it for? He goes, I bought it for 100 dirhams. Now today, if we buy something, would we actually tell another person that I bought this for 100, I'm going to give it to you for 150? We wouldn't tell that. But he did so. He said, I bought it for 100 dirhams. This person goes that I will give you 160 dirhams for this camel if you give me for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now it's mentioned this person, he bought the camel from Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala for 60 dirhams. Hazrat Ali went, he bought some food and he went back home. Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala, she's expecting food and she says to him that, where did you get all this food from? My clothes, it was only worth a little bit. Where did you get this all this food from? He told the whole deal. He goes that I gave 6 in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah Azza wa Jal gave me 60 in return. So Shah Sahab, this is a message for all of us as well. That at time, you know, we think about this in excess, that how much should we give? Someone's asking us for money, how much should we give? We're going to the masjid, how much money should we give? Madini Channel is doing a PL, how much do we give? But my dear viewers of Madini Channel, this is a time for us to think about it, that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had 6, he gave that 6 in the way of Allah. Allah gave him 60 in return. So if we give in the way of Allah, there's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has done qasam and he said that if you give, your money will not be reduced, your money will increase. And we've seen the Shah Sahab, there was one brother I was speaking to a couple of months ago. His direct debit to Dawat-e-Islami stopped. And he said that every single month, at the end of the month, I had hardly anything left. All of a sudden, I used to have many savings, but I had hardly anything left. When I looked into the matter, I realized that my direct debits in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, this has stopped. Now, Shah Sahab, this person who had hardly anything left, He restarted his direct debits and he says to himself, he goes, now I can see barakat in my money. Okay. Now I can see barakat in my wealth. So inshallah, if we give in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, no doubt we will get a huge amount of return inshallah Azza wa Jal.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Now inshallah, our package. Phir Abdul Hannan bhai is pe baat karte hain.
It's Dawat-e-Islami. It's arrived to rectify the people.
Another good news, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, from UK. Dawat-e-Islami has just purchased this site and inshallah Azza wa Jal, this building will be converted into the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. Yes, it will be changed into the masjid. 5 daily salah, Eid prayers, Taraweeh prayers, plus the adult classes and children classes for Quran and Tajweed, and also zikr gathering for Islamic brothers and Islamic sisters, courses and many other activities. Inshallah Azza wa Jal will be running local community and the wider community. Remember the blessed saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whoever builds a masjid for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant a palace in Jannah. So please donate generously, wholeheartedly for our Nannyton project in UK, and inshallah Azza wa Jal will be a great blessing for you and your family. £250 one unit, £1,000 family unit. We need to raise approximately £350,000 for this project. So please come forward and donate for our Nannyton project.
It's all over the world.
Mashallah, Sayyidab, Alhamdulillah. Dawat Islami is reaching out to these places where there is a need, Alhamdulillah, in areas like this. And as community is moving into these areas even more, Alhamdulillah, it'll become even a greater need. So Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami has, mashallah, taken this step and fulfilling the need of the local people there. People were asking for Fazan-e Madina to be built there, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, our brothers made an effort, alhamdulillah. Whenever these little projects have been mentioned, try to put your share in, inshallah. Who knows, our giving somewhere further away or that area where we are not living in might be accepted, might be the means of our forgiveness and our acceptance.
MashaAllah. A few messages from Glasgow as well. Safiullah Bhatti, answer is correct as well. Allah aap sabko lambi umar ata farmaye, ameen. Murshid Pak ke nakshe kadam pe chalte rehne ki taufeeq ata farmaye. Jazakallah aapka. Binte Kaleem, your answer is correct as well. Binte Rafi. Abu Ehsan from Birmingham, your answer is correct. Hani Azhar from Preston, your answer is correct as well. Zainab Batul Attariya, answer is correct as well. Sabrina Siddiq from South Africa, answer is correct. Haris Bhatti from Glasgow. Umme Jilan from Italy. Umme Hani, Ahmed and Hadia Rafi from Bradford. Muhammad Yasir from Italy. Zainab from Dubai. My name is Ayana Noor Bhatti. Your answer is correct as well. ठीक है जी, ये कौन है? Zayan Hussain from South End Sea, 1200 time Durood Sharif. Jazakallah. आपने सवाब भी पहुंचाया है और आपका जवाब दुरुस्त है अंकल. दूर दुआ फॉर मी. जोहा बट्टी, 6 years old from Glasgow. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant you long and pious life. Mariam from Dubai. Your answer is not right. Challenge is Sayem Bhatti from Milan, Italy. Your answer is correct. Mohammed Murtada from Walsall. Mohammed Ayan Hussain from Essex. Acha ji, Telford, Islamic sister. Your answer is incorrect as well. Acha, jo word hoga na, us jis letter se shuru hoga, usko humne letter ko capital kar diya screen ke upar, taki aapke liye easy ho jaye aur ke is word ko dekhna. Ke aapne kuch aur bana diya aur hamara kuch aur tha aaj, isliye. To dekhte hain kya hota hai. Bahar Binte Zulfikar from Bradford, your answer is correct as well. Aur Telford walon ka jawab durust nahi hai. Aisha Abdul Rahman from London, your answer is correct. Mohammed Zayan Hussain from South End Sea. Chale ji, ye to joy pe pahunch gaye, to aap log nahi pahunche the, ye sab joy pe pahunch gaye. Chale ji, abhi dekhte hain drawings. Binte Abdul Hannan. Acha ji, kya baat hai ji. Abdul Hannan bhai, aapki bachchi ne banayi hai, choti ne? Kya baat, naam hai Ali likha, kya baat hai. MashaAllah, MashaAllah, zabardast ji. Binte Zafar from Peterborough. Chalein ji, kya baat hai aapki bhi. Mere Murshid, kya baat hai, kya Narayan Sharifan, kya baat hai, nisbat hai Attar, kya baat hai ji. Mere Murshid Maulana Attar likha hua aapne. Acha, zabardast banaya ji, bahut shukriya aapka, thank you very much. Aisha Rizwan from Telford, Nailan Sharif. MashaAllah, MashaAllah, zabardast ji, aapka bhi bahut. आपके रोज ही माशाल्लाह कमोबेश नालन शरीफ आते हैं, الگ الگ سائز کے الگ الگ ڈیزائن کے ماشاء اللہ. حارث بٹی فرام گلاسگو 8 years old. اللہ اکبر ماشاء اللہ. واہ جی زبردست بنایا جی, کیا بات ہے, 8 years کے حساب سے تو بہت ایکسلنٹ بنایا ماشاء اللہ. سیف اللہ بٹی فرام گلاسگو المؤمن ماشاء اللہ ماشاء اللہ ماشاء اللہ بلیس نیم ماشاء اللہ.
Different in colors.
Saifullah Bhatti from Glasgow. Ara Bhatti. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min adh-dhalimin. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Bahut zabardast color combination hai. MashaAllah. Khoobsurat. Beautiful. Mani Azhar from Preston. Chand Sitara, Quran, Majid, Tasbih. Kya kya bana diya aapne? Masjid bhi. Wajiwa. Kya baat hai. Ye ki paper pe itni sari cheezein. SubhanAllah.
MashaAllah.
ماشاء اللہ ماشاء اللہ. مدنی رضا بٹ اٹلی ملان, کہاں سے؟ اٹلی. ماشاء اللہ ماشاء اللہ. بولونیا
رسول اللہ
نہیں کوئی اور سی جگہ. چلیے چلیں جی, آپ کا مل تو گیا ہمارے کو, زبردست بنائی آپ نے, کوشش کی ہے ماشاء اللہ. ملاد رضا اٹلی
ماشاء
اللہ. نام جی ٹورٹونا. چلے جی پہلی دفعہ نام سنا ٹورٹونا, چلے چکر لگائیں گے ٹورٹونا میں انشاءاللہ اٹلی میں. ماشاء اللہ زبردست مدنی فلیگ بنایا بیٹا آپ نے. آئی لو دعوت اسلامی, جزاک اللہ خیر. Another one, Sabrina Siddiq from South Africa. Give the poor, Allah will reward you. ماشاء اللہ ماشاء اللہ ماشاء اللہ جی. میک دعا فار دا امہ ماشاء اللہ. بیوٹیفل میسج فرام یور سائڈ, جزاک اللہ. Thank you very much for your messages, inshallah. Let's see who will be the winner. Last message kya denge Waseem?
Shah sahab, regarding Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, mashallah, Amir al-Sunnah has written a book which is available on Dawat Islami's website. It's a humble request. All those that are watching, try to read this, inshallah, so the love of Sayyidina Ali grows, inshallah.
Ameen. Ji Abdul Hanan.
Sayyid sahab, there's so many things we could have added on to the life of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala and his life, his sayings. Just one thing I want to mention is that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, from the Ashra Mubashra, the one who is guaranteed paradise, but one of his saying was that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala says that the one who thinks that he will enter paradise without adopting righteous deeds, he's a victim of false hope. So we need to do good actions to adopt paradise. These were those who were blessed with the vision of the Prophet ﷺ, and they became Jannatis.
SubhanAllah.
And
SubhanAllah.
We have to make that effort and do actions.
Sure. Even the looking the face of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, no, is also the form of worship. The Prophet ﷺ has said, glancing toward the face of Ali is worship. So alhamdulillah, with many different narration and the excellences of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, because time is very short. And the seerah of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, alhamdulillah, is great. May Allah Azza wa Jalla have mercy upon us for his sake and grant us Jannah without accountability. Right answer chalaiyega ji.
Islam is the way of life.
Ji, reward, right answer. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Rabbul Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.